Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
And we'll get right to
to top it up, a special edition called Thursday Evening. All right, let's throw down on the international side and get a little peek and see how many international countries have logged in to this broadcast. On the international side, it reads, all the slots are still. That's 195 international countries have logged in to this broadcast. All the slots are still. And what's crashing out in New York on the international side? 104798. 104798. 104798 is flashing. We're gonna bring in the elder. Let the elder tell you all the information of what we trying to present on these broadcasts and how we stand and thus says the Almighty Yahuwah, and we'll take it. And as these memos creep in and you try to peek the memos at the same time and see what they're saying, so I tell you what I do. Let me get Mr. Tibbs in here and bring the elder in, and I get a chance to peek at these memos that I'm looking at. Well, see, you don't pick up your telephone. Well, leave a message on the international line, and we will. One of the members of the Six Anointed Camps will get back with you. How that sound? All right, good enough. We're going to bring in the elders. And we'll let them take it from now. Very, very interesting what I'm looking at coming in. All right, good enough. See if we can find the elder, get him in here, let him, let you know who bring this broadcast. And we'll take a look at exactly what's going on. So, one thing about it, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, there, Steve Wright.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Steve Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I'm getting instruction on all angles right now. Elder, so look here, I'll tell you what. We'll just let you, you got everything down, Pat. And let me see what's going on. So Yahuwah be with you in a bring your A game on this national radio station. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another outcome number of 104,798 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. Well, it's quite a few people that want to know what righteousness is truly all about. We have all come to hear those things that most of us can hear. And you might imagine some listening never understand. And that's without proper teaching. For it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why I always come from the book of John, chapter 14, verse number 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So this is why that we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you live and coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words, connecting the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address to use. To do this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices, right on the search line, and at www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you'll forgive it. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains in Bible detail what the feast days are, what they're all about, when they start, and when they end. So it's a good thing to check, Sequel. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. That's like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. I was almost hearing myself twice. Must have been a feedback through a headset. Do apologize about that. We do have two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, and right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. We are now after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, and sometimes even doing Broad Talk, we're announcing on Pal Talk, live audio also, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online there will be to answer any questions, any Bible questions, on a discussed Bible topic or topics put on the table by the elders which are attending, either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, that's myself, along with Seer Israel assistants. No comments will be taken off topic. This is to prevent confusion or multiple text messages answered. Failure to follow the righteous acts, either elder will block or restrict the misuse of this righteous act. And if Broad Talk ends before the time, it will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants of the saints. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. This program is just getting ready to start getting excited with Yahuwah's word. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You're absolutely right on that, Elder. You're absolutely right on that, Ralph. WCC just said, listen, see, what you touch on Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 and 3 and 9, what you touch on it briefly, and we will not interrupt the broadcast. Now, we'll see. Remember, this is a special edition called Thursday evening, and we're going to look for Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him. We'll get something going on. We'll see exactly what's on the table. So every time we come to broadcast, there's always something to keep at, so, and we prepared to peep at whatever on the table. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah be with you there, see Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. I see Roy. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So the World Council of Churches asking the question, would you take a little glance at Galatians 3:28 and 29. You want to take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel, while we look at some of these memos? You want to take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel, the breakdown on Galatians chapter 3, verse number 28 and 29? You know, I remember a movie called the Scarface movie. They were and one of them old officers, they run up two dead flies, and Scarface told his partner, he said, shoot that piece up. And that same thing I'm looking at right here, on this right here. So you're going to take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel. You're going to take a shot at that Galatians 3, 28 and 29, or WCC can kind of bag up for a minute. You're on the clock, come on.
Yeah, I throw a couple of licks on it, if I may.
Well, hallelujah. Right. Yeah, go ahead and throw some on the table on that Galatians chapter. The memo says 28 and 29. So we're going to take a little shot at that, Brother Yahdai Israel. You go ahead and take a little shot at that while we get us a little herbal tea on that. That's excellent. See, you know, I understand where they're coming from. See, one thing, the whole world is confused because information is coming out from every angle. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, 29, they want to hear some about that. So go ahead and knock that out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm standing by.
All right, see ya.
Matter of fact, I tell you what I do. I bring Sister G in with you, and you don't knock it out and let me sit back and listen. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G Israel, Yahuwah be with you there, Seer Israel.
God bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. All right there, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Sister G is on the network with you. And Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 and 29. You on the clock. Come up.
All right, Yaqua, be with your sister, G. Israel, I'll see you right.
Yaqua, bless you, Yaqua, Israel, I'll see you royal. Hallelujah, Yaqua.
Hallelujah, Yaqua. All right, Sister G, we want to just peep at a couple of scriptures right quick and go on and get to the broadcast. We want to look at Galatians chapter 3. And the two verses that's on the table, according to what I understand, is verse 28 and 29. So let's read that right quick. And let's see. Before we do anything, let's get us a Luke 12:12. Let's start right there. And let's see how this thing play out. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G, Israel, let's see you right.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
So the righteous minister spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And we at VOTTY, we believe that we hang our meter on the fact that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now let's peep at that Galatians right quick, Sister G. Israel, I'll see you royal. Galatians chapter 3, let's peep at verse 28 and 29. Galatians 3, verse 28 and 29.
Galatians chapter 3, 20, verses 28 and 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want me to read it just as I see it here?
Yeah, read it like you see it.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Yahweh the Son. 29. And if you be Yahweh the Son's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
So now we find that Galatians 3, verse 28, talks about a Jew and a Greek. Let's talk about being one. You drop down to verse 29, it says that Yahweh the Son, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? So we just going to get to the crux of the matter here, and we're going to go peep at who is Abraham's seed, Sister G of C. Royal. Let's run to the book of Galatians chapter 4. Because we know all that point. Let's run to Psalms right quick. Psalms 119 verse 4 and verse 104. Psalms 119 verse 4 and verse 104.
Psalm chapter 119 verses 4 and 104. Psalm chapter 119, verse 4. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
But we understand the formula to this thing about how we pull out the understanding of Yahweh's word is through the precept. And we're looking at this Galatians chapter 3, 28 and 29. The first statement said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. But let's see if we can find out from Jump Street who was this conversation directed to. And that'd be the crux of the matter. Let's run to Galatians chapter 1. Let's see who is Paul writing to over here in Galatians, Sister G. Israel of C. Roy. Let's run to Galatians chapter 1. Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3. Who is this letter directed to over here in Galatians, Sister G. Israel of C. Roy?
Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Paul, an apostle, follower, not of men, neither by man, but by Yahweh the Son, and Yahweh who raised him from the dead. 2. and all the brethren which are with me unto the congregation of Israel, of Galilee.
Breaking that polluted word on in there.
Okay. Unto the churches polluted for the congregation of Israel of Galatia. 3. Grace, mercy be to you, and peace from Yahuwah the Father and from our Yahuwah the Son.
So the letter to the Galatians, first of all, the only way you're going to draw the understanding is you're going to have to be able to precept. If you don't precept, then you just, it's just going to be like a puzzle to you. You're never going to really get the clear understanding of what Paul is writing to these Galatians concerning. So he said, and all the brothers, sisters, which are with me unto the church, polluted word for congregation of Galatia. So he's writing this letter. He's addressing it to the congregation of Galatia. And we see this polluted word called church. But we ain't even deal with that. We're just going to get to the crux of the matter. Let's write to the book of Galatians chapter 4. Let's see. Now, let's talk about being Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So let's see if we can pick up Abraham's seed right quick in the book of Galatians chapter 4. Let's just put that to the rest right quick, Sister G. Let's see, who is Abraham's seed here that Galatians, this letter that Paul writes to Galatians, is concerning? Let's run to Galatians chapter 4. Let's pick it up at verse number 22. Let's read down to verse number 29. Galatians chapter 4, verse 22 through 29. Sister G. Israel, let's see you, Roy.
Galatians chapter 4, verses 22 through 29. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the
Sister G. Right off the bat, that Paul is still addressing these Galatians, and he on record saying that it's written that Abraham had how many sons? Two sons.
Abraham had two sons.
Come on with that.
Abraham had two sons,
The
one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman.
Come on.
23. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by the promise.
So
24.
Hold that point. I got to jump in here. He said, now, Abraham had two seeds, right? Two sons. He said one was by the bond woman and one was by the free woman, and it was based on the promise. Come on, verse 24.
Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. 25. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, polluted for Yahdah Judah, which now is and is in bondage with her children. 26. But Yahdah Judah, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. 27. For it is written, rejoice, you barren that beareth not. Break forth and cry, you that travaileth not. For the desolate has many more children than she which has an husband. 28. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. 29. But as then...
Hold on, Sister G. We can't let that just walk past. Now he said, now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the seed of promise. So the seed of promise came through the lineage of Isaac. Verse 29.
But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now.
But it said that the children of promise came to the lineage of Isaac. Now let's see who is hanging loose with Abraham and Isaac. Let's see who is in the mix with Abraham and Isaac. Let's run to the book of Hebrews, polluted word Hebrews chapter 11. Let's peep at this thing. Who is hanging with Abraham and Isaac in this promise, Sister G. Israel of C. Royal? Let's look at that. Hebrews, polluted word Hebrews chapter 11. And let's pick it up back at verse number 8. Let's read 8 through 9. 8 and 9. Sister G. Israel of C. Royal.
Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 11, verses 8 through 9. Eber, chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, strong belief in the covenant, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. 9. By faith, strong belief in the covenant, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Israel, the heirs with him of the same promise.
Now, I mean, it don't get no plainer than that. Now, the heirs of this promise, according to what we can read, we can speculate all we want about Galatians chapter 3, 28 and 29. But when we precept, we find out the heirs of the promise is none other than Isaac and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Now, let's go grab that Galatians one more time, and we're going to bring back in the seal behind this. Galatians chapter 3. 28 and 29, Sister G. Israel,
see you right. Galatians 3, verses 28 and 29. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female.
Hold that point. Let's deal with that terminology, because you know the world, they run with that Jew and Greek thing. So let's see if we can deal with it. Let's deal with the Greek first. Try to the book of First Maccabees. Let me see what I want. Second Maccabees 6, First Maccabees, which one is it I want? Second Maccabees chapter 6, Sister G. Israel, see you right. Let's see. Why is this group of people in Galatians are being called Greeks in the book of 2 Maccabees chapter 6? And let's pick it up at verse number 1. Let's see what we can read out of here. 3, 1 through 1 through 9. Galatians, I meant 2 Maccabees 6, verse number 1 through 9. Let's see if we can pull out why is someone being called a Greek over here in Galatians. And what is the history concerning the matter? Galatians chapter, 2 Maccabees chapter 6, 1 through 9, Sister G. Israel of C. Roy.
2 Maccabees chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens to compel Yahshua Judah to depart from the Torah instructions of their fathers, and not to live after the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. 2, and to pollute also the temple in Jerusalem, polluted for Judah, and to call it the temple of Jupiter, Olympus, and that in...
Let's just get to the question of the matter. Drop down to 6 through 9, Sister G. Israel.
Verse 6. Neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath days or ancient feasts or to profess himself at all to be Yahdah Judah.
So he said it was an unlawful thing during the time of the Maccabees before the turn of the first century back there. It was unlawful for if you were the bloodline of Israel to even profess that you were an Israelite or at this time of Yahdai Judah, because we know the 10 tribes have been taken out. But let's run to 1 Maccabees chapter 1. And let's see if we can read when it all jumped off in 1 Maccabees chapter 1, 41 and 42. Let's see what went down. Let's see if we can get the history behind why Paul is writing to someone over here in Galatians, and it's written that they are the Jew and the Greek. Let's run to 1 Maccabees 1, 41 and 42. Sister G. Israel, let's see your voice.
1 Maccabees chapter 1, verses 41 through 42. Moreover, King Antiochus wrote it to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. 42.
Hold on, Sister G. It said that King Antiochus up under the banner of the Greeks, right? Up under Alexander, coming out of the bloodline of the four generals of Alexander. Antiochus, he wrote to his whole kingdom that they all should be one people. Well, if they all one people, what would be the name on the table? Greeks. That's what the name would be on the table. We find out that it was unlawful to even profess that you were of Yahdai Israel. Verse number 42, come on.
42. And everyone should leave his laws. So all the nations agreed according to the commandments of the king.
Verse 43, come on.
43. Yes, many also of the Israelites consented to his traditions and sacrificed unto idols and profaned the Sabbath.
So you had many of the Israelites that was willfully went along with the program, right? We find out that it was unlawful to be called Yahdai Judah Israel. Now let's see if we can deal with that Jew. Let's see where that Jew popped up in 2 Kings 16, verse number 1 and verse number 6. Because 2 Kings 16, verse 1 and 6. Let's deal with that right quick. We got this Greek out of there. We know why they was up under the banner of the Greek now. Because it was unlawful for them to call themselves Yahdai Judah Israel. But let's look at 2 Kings 16, 1 and 6. Let's see where that word J-E-W hit the fan. Where did it come in at?
2 Kings 16, 1 and 6. 2 Kings chapter 16 verses 1 and 6.
Yes, ma'am. In the
17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Yahdai Judah, began to reign.
The storyline is concerning Yahdai Judah. Let's see what happened in verse 6 to Yahdai Judah. Verse 6.
At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria and drave Yahdai Judah, polluted word Jews, from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day.
So we find out that when we see this word J-E-W, right, that is pointing to Yahdai Judah, the fourth son of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Now let's go back to that Galatians and with all that precept. Now we got to understand it, right? Now we're going to go back, Sister G, and now it's time to read it like it's supposed to be read. Galatians 3, 28 and 29. Now put it on the table like it's supposed to be read. Sister G. Israel, see your voice.
Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. Verse 28. There is neither Jew polluted for Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom, nor Greek, the what is that?
The looted for the Northern Kingdom. 10 tribes of the Northern Kingdom.
The Greek. Looted for 10 Northern tribes. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither males nor female. For you are all one in Yahweh the Son. And if you be Yahweh the Son's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Now let's see, how do you become, one more and we're going to bring back into Sarah. How do you become an heir of Abraham? Front to Genesis chapter 15, 1 through 4. What makes you an heir to Abraham in Genesis 15, 1 through 4, Sister G. Israel and C. Roger?
Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1. After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. 2. And Abram said, Lo, said Yahweh, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my family is Eliezer of Damascus? 3. And Abram said, Behold, to me you have given no seed, and lo, one born in my family is my heir. 4. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, This shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir.
So in order for you to be an heir of Abraham, you got to come through the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And on that note, Sister G, we're going to bring back in the seer Israel to you, Gloria. But we're going to say hallelujah to you.
Hallelujah.
That's a man, Brother Yahweh Israel. All right. Sister G Israel, that was excellent, good reading. So that's excellent on how that was brought out based upon that Galatian. You know, like I said, again, when you ride a shotgun a little bit, we'll like I said, I got some, I add a little bit more to it. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see what we can get going on this special edition called Thursday Evening. How about a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that was an excellent breakdown. And what we're going to do, we're going to add a couple of verses to that excellent breakdown. And then we'll get back on part number 10. Brother Yahweh Israel, run back to that Galatians and pick up at verse 23. Put the same verse up at verse 23. And then we are walking on down. And let's see, can we get a little, add on a couple of verses to it. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23, and took it down to 27, because you read 28 and 29. Took it down to verse 27. What does it say? 3 down to verse 27. Come on.
Book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 27 reads. Book of Galatians 3, verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto faith, which should afterwards be revealed. Verse 24, Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahweh the Son, that we might be justified by faith. Verse 25, But after that faith is come, we are no longer under schoolmaster. Verse 26,
For you are all the family of Yahuwah by faith, the covenant in Yahuwah the Son. Verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Yahuwah the Son have put on Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. It said when faith has come. So who is this faith supposed to be coming? Who is this faith supposed to be coming? See, we precept that down and find out who this faith will be coming when faith come, huh? Let's run to the book of Psalms and let's take a look at something, you know, and add on to it. Well, what faith coming? Let's see if we read a little bit in the 40th chapter, verse 6 and 7. Who is this faith coming? He said, when faith coming. Let's see if we find out who this faith is coming that we can read in prophecy. Let's go to Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 and 7.
The book of Psalm chapter 40, verse number 6, verse number 7 reads, Psalm 40, verse 6. Sacrifice and offering, you did as not desire. My ear has thou opened. Burn offering and sin offering, as thou not required. Verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me.
Mm-hmm. So, he said, I'm coming. And I'm coming to a schoolmaster. It's already some written records. So, he removed the schoolmaster and all that old good stuff. And let's see what we're talking about, and we'll leave it just like that. Let's run to the 10th chapter and see who moved something in 10:1 and skip down Book of Hebrews, through the title called Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 1. And then we'll skip down to verse 10 and 12, and we'll leave it right there. Because it's all about when faith comes, and he removed that law. That law of what? Book of Hebrews, through the title called Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 1. Then skip down to verse 10 and 12. Let's see when his faith comes. What is talking about that, brother? Y'all got it, yeah?
The book of Hebrews, through the word of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse number 1, verse number 10, verse number 12 reads, Book of Hebrews, through the word of Hebrews 10, verse 1, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices, which they offer year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. Verse number 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahuwah the Son, once for all. Verse number 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, 12.
Verse number 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahuwah the Father.
Mm-hmm. And then he says something in the book of Isaiah. Then he says something in prophecy. And then he says something, and with my way here, Mr. One more lick. Then he says something in Isaiah chapter 9 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Then he says something. So now, he says something to the one that is on the clock, the Jew and the Greek. He's going to say something to the Jew, and he's going to say something to Greek. Let's see what he says in the 9th chapter to the Jew. He's going to say something to the Greek. What he said to the Jew and Greek, verse 8, verse 9. What he tell the Jew and the Greek there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9. What he tell the Jew and the Greek?
Book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 9 reads, associate yourself, O you people. You shall be broken in pieces. Your ear. All you of a far country, scourge yourself. You shall be broken in pieces. Scourge yourself, and you shall be broken in pieces.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14. Now, who the name of this Jew in Greek by name in verse 14? What's their name in verse 14?
Verse number 14. He shall be for a temple, a sanctuary, but for a... And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the family of Israel, northern kingdom, and for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Yagdah, Judah, southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Boat, boat, boat. Why can we see them real quick? Boat. So boat got a name. Southern kingdom, Yagdah, Judah. Northern kingdom, Israel. So that's who is the boat. Now, this is what he tells the boat in Ephesians. He's going to tell the boat something in the book of Ephesians. He's going to tell the boat something by going to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. He's going to tell the boat something. What do you tell the boat in 2:14? 2:14. And 2:15. What do you tell the folk in 2:14 and 2:15?
The book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, verse 15 reads. Verse 14, for he is our peace. We have made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in order. But to make in himself mm-hmm. a twain, one mm-hmm. new man,
right.
So making peace.
Mm. One new man. He will try to make both one new man. Remember, it's the Jew and the Greek. And you find the Jew and the Greek, according to prophecy, was northern kingdom, Israel, southern kingdom, Yahweh, Judah. What do you say in the next two verses?
Verse 17. And came 16. In.
16.
Verse 16, that he may reconcile both unto Yahweh in one body by the tree, having slain the enmity thereby.
16 and 17.
Verse 17, he came and taught peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were not.
So then you break it on down. Then you break it on down to the two boats. And then the seal got to kick in Ezekiel 37, and look at verse 22, and that's your seal, and then we can get on down the road. Now, all this of the boat that you read in Galatians chapter 3, and the boat, and the whole program of the boat to reconcile them to the one, Yahweh the Son, and in 37:22, what is the boat called? Ezekiel 37:22.
Book of Ezekiel 37, verse 22 reads, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king to them all. There shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
So there it is. There's your Galatians. It's bringing the same split kingdom from 11 and 12 chapter 1 Kings back to one nation on the mountain of Israel, no more split kingdom. So the Jew and the Gentile is polluted for the Jew, for Yahweh Judah, and Israel is the Greek for northern kingdom. So WCC, you got it? Good. All right. We'll leave it like that. Let's turn to the book called Babylon of Timbuktu there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And the book of Babylon of Timbuktu, let's look at something that's written, number 124. On 124, because but this is really what happened in 1 Maccabees 1:11. See, the whole thing, what happened in 1 Maccabees 1:11, see, it's always going to be in your myth of 1 Maccabees 1:11. What do 1 Maccabees 1:11 say?
Look at 1 Maccabees chapter 1, verse number 11 reads, in those days when they're out of Israel, wicked men persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the five sons of Esau, the heathen, that are round about us. But since we departed from mm-hmm. them, we have had much suffering.
Right. So wicked Israelites, one that now is head of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, them wicked Israelites. Wicked Israelites that got you confused. All the ones upon the Christianity, Islam, and Judaism is wicked Israelites. You know, wicked. They got you confused. That's why the Bible been turned upside down on you. And that's why you hear none of the wicked Israelites between Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. They have never read what's written on page 124 where it says if what. What it says on page 124, if what. Let's read a little bit what it says, if what. You're on the clock, come on.
I mean, from the book of Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolf R. Windsor, page number 124, read. If you deny your customs, you will eventually deny your nationality.
Hey.
The sociologists and psychologists know, history has proven, that if you deny your culture and nationality over a long period of time, you will totally forget it through a process of assimilation.
And that's what will happen. When the agreement was made over there to the wicked Israelites to get all tied in with Esau and his five sons, the 17 nations, and all of a sudden, now you forgot who you are, and all your leaders stand before you, they never call you Israel. They never call you Southern or Northern Kingdom. They call you Black, African American, Negro in color. And so that's where your wicked Israelites right there. They tell you about keeping Sunday and Lord God and Jesus. What is the definition of a word? What is the origin of the word Jesus anyway? That brother got now Israel. I think I need three words. What is the origin of the word Jesus and Christianity and Moloch? I need to know. What is this word Jesus? Because you got a lot of big camps. They love to kick that Jesus in their throat. But Jesus have an origin. And it points toward something we get ready to read in Leviticus chapter 20. So what do Jesus point at? Because they will not get away from that Jesus. Let's pull up a good hit on Jesus there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and Christianity and Moloch, representing the 17 nations. What you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
Give me one second there, see. Let me see what I can come up with.
Mm-hmm. Can you come some of what up with on Jesus? You know, I need to know some on Jesus. Let me hear something about Jesus. What is really Jesus representing? What does Jesus really represent? Jesus. You got something there yet, Brother Yahdai Israel? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm looking at something, but let me just I'll read a little bit of this and see what it come up with. It says, did Constantine corrupt the Bible? I'm often asked what role the Roman Empire Constantine had in shaping the Bible. Much misinformation and rumors circulates about him. Popular books, movies such as the Da Vinci Code or the Holy Blood, Holy Grail, portrays him as a Roman emperor who basically made the Bible into what it is today for his own political ends. And this is that true. Let us start with some easy to verify facts about him. Constantine the Great, facts on hand. Constantine was a Roman emperor from 306 to 337 A.D. Many of the Roman emperors that came before him, you know, were openly hostile to the covenant, killing and persecuting the 12 tribes of Israel. Emperor Nero, Domitian, Marcus Aurelius of gladiators moving fame, Diocletian, and others succeeded one another with bloody persecution of the Israelites. When Constantine issued the Edict of Milan in 313 A.D., granting religious tolerance to all views, Constantine became sole emperor of Rome through victories in a series of military campaigns against other rivals. During these campaigns, he converted to Christianity from paganism. There is much debate whether his conversion was sincere or whether he did so for political gain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just break it down to the bottom line. Jesus, a mystical sun god. That's the definition of Jesus, a mystical sun god. So when you get down and get down flat, so all this Jesus coming out your throat, a mystical sun god. And Christianity is from the Roman Catholic Church. And Roman Catholic Church is from Satan, the devil. So if you're doing it in this Christ-like in Christianity, you're in the grips of Satan, the devil. Now, what about this Moloch? Ooh, what does this Moloch got to do with it? See, Moloch is representing the other nations. And what is the definition? Give me a direct hit on Moloch. M-O-L-E-C-H. Let's see what he says about Moloch. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Give me a direct hit on Moloch.
Moloch. M-O-L. What was that?
M-O-L-E-C-H. Moloch. Give me a direct hit on Moloch. Moloch is representing all the blank, blank, blank. And we'll take it from there through scriptures after we get some on the table on Moloch. What about old Moloch there? What is saying about M-O-L-E-C-H, Moloch?
Moloch, a harmless spinal lizard.
Well, I need about the people, Moloch there, Brother Yahya Israel.
All right.
Well, we know they got some lizard in them. But Moloch, we're talking about Moloch, this is a people that worship Moloch. And
it
comes from Moab and Ammon. You got me?
Yeah, come on, I think I got something.
Well, all right, come on.
I'm reading from the online encyclopedia of the Bible, and it reads, Moloch, also spelled Molech, a Canaanite deity.
Excellent. The Canaanites. So the Canaanites is the worship, and Canaanites is today what you call South Africa or what you call the sons of Ham. Now, let's see what he says about Moloch, the descendants of Ham. They look just like you. So they ain't got nothing to do with color. They got something to do with one receive one thing and one receive another. Let's see what he says about Moloch, and Moloch is representing all of the other 17 nations because all of them are tied to the hip to the descendants of Ham, Moloch, the Canaanites. Now let's run to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 through 9, and we'll skip down to verse 22, 24, 26, and 27. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1 through 9, verse 22, 24, 26, and 27. That's my final verdict there, Brother Yahya Israel. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse number 1 through 9, verse 22, 24, 26, and 27 reads. Book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse number 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, again, you shall say to the family of Israel, whosoever he be of the family of Israel, or of the stranger just sojourning in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stone. Verse number 3, and I will set my face against that man or woman, it will cut them off from among their people, because they have given of their seed unto Moloch, to defile my temple and to profane my righteous name. Verse number 4. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, and he give it of his seed unto Moloch, and kill him not. Verse 5. Then I will set my face against that man and woman, and against his family, who will cut him off. And all that go a whoring after him to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people. Verse 6. and the people that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, after wizards, to go on after them. I will even set my face against that, will cut them off from among their people. Verse 7, sanctify yourself therefore and be you righteous. For I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 8, you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am Yahweh which sanctify you. Verse 9, for everyone that curses his father or mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. Verse number 22, you shall therefore keep all my statutes, my judgments, and do them, that the land where I bring you dwell there, the land where I bring you to dwell therein, spew you not out. Verse 24, but I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land. I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that floweth with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your Yahweh, which has separated you from other people. Verse 26, you shall be righteous unto me. By Yahweh I am righteous, and have served you from other people, that you should be mine. Verse 27, men also, or woman that have a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stone. Their blood shall be upon them.
So that's Yahweh letting you know about the other 17 nations. He says, if you tie in and mix your seed with the other 17 nations, I'm going to kick you. And that's what Yahweh told to tell Moses, to tell the children of Israel. Moloch is representing the 17 nations. And the reason why you're in captivity, you don't know who you are, because the wisest man in the world had this instruction. In the 11th chapter of 1 Kings 1 and 2, and what did he do? He had his instructions to Israel. He said, now, see, he can kill you more ways than one. He can have you disembobulated in the brain, but he's going to kill you physically, too. But he can have you disembobulated in the brain. That's a sign that he's working with you. So now the wisest man in the world knew this instruction. If you mix your seed with the other 17 nations, I'm going to kill you. That's what he said. Moses tells him that. Now, Solomon had all this information. His father told him. Let's see what Solomon did in the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. 1 Kings 11, verse number 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh. Women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Esau, Zidonians, and Hittites. Verse number 2. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the family of Israel, you shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they would turn away your mind after their false Yahweh. Solomon clave unto thee in love.
Mm-hmm. Now let me break down exactly who these people live today in verse number 11. Verse number 11. Moab. The Chinese people. Ammon. The Japanese people. You mix them together and you come up with Koreans. And you come up with Filipinos, Koreans, all that. And when you blend these two in, these two sons together, you come up with a Filipino and you come up with a Korean. That's how you get them in there. So you want to call themselves Filipinos, one call themselves Koreans. You got a mixture of Moab and Ammon. The Edomites is called Esau, the white man and the white woman. So he's telling the children of Israel, don't mix your seed with the white woman or the white man. That's what he just said. The next one, Zedonians, Jezebel, descendants of Zedonians, the Canaanites, the same one that came up with the Moab. And then Ahab jumped up there and got him a Zedonian, Jezebel. That's where she come from. So you know the story of what happened to Jezebel. You know what happened to Ahaz, the Hittites, same thing, the Canaanites. See, Yahweh tell you in advance what not to do, but to do it anyway. So that's what he's saying right there. If you mix your seed with them, I'm going to kill you. And that's what he said. Now, skip down to verse 9, and then Yahweh will come back to him again. Now, you're going to come back to the wisest man in the world and listen to the tenor of the conversation. Verse 9.
The book of 1 Kings 11, verse number 9. Yahweh was angry with Solomon because his mind was turned from the from Yahweh of Israel, which had appeared unto him thrice.
And this is a story you don't care about Solomon. You talk about Solomon, about all the wives he had and all the concubines. But Solomon is the one, is the reason why the nation is split today. Because Yahweh appeared to him twice. So then Ezra picked up on that in the 10th chapter. He already picked up. He said, okay, y'all are messed up. He said, but he's going to give you a little space to do something. He's going to give you a timeline. He said, so if you look and you know you're up under this thing, Yahweh does not like it. So if you're into any of the other nations, Yahweh do not like it. You don't change the call of Malachi 3, verse 6. So now he gives you a timeline. Now we're going to see what kind of timeline Yahweh give you for the seers to bring it to the table. They're going to give you a timeline to take care of that business. So you say, oops, well, I didn't know that. Well, reading you to know that because you have 21:16 of Proverbs on you. What is saying 21:16 of Proverbs?
Book of Proverbs 21, verse number 16 reads. Proverbs 21, verse number 16. The man and woman that runneth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
So if you want out of the understanding, you will be in the congregation of the dead, and you want to know why you got a distance of when it's time for tick, you're doing talk. Because your mindset would not be straight because the hand of Yahweh is on you. Because if he didn't like it then, he don't like it now. But Christianity, Islam, Judaism will tell you all that's good. But all them religions and all them made up religions is from Satan the devil. They're going to tell you it's good for you, knowing the fact they're going to make Yahweh angry at you. So Yahweh is going to give you a timeline to correct that. Let's see what you're working with on the timeline, Brother Yahweh. Can you help me out? You got a timeline. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. And the seer came back with the timeline on what you got to do to correct this. You got a timeline in this Bible. And I know I'm looking red, but Israel, you want to take a shot at it?
I'm not following along, that's here.
Okay, well, the timeline is somewhere. Let's go to EZRA chapter 10, and maybe we can hear a little bit, but I got to get my timeline out the way. So Yahweh, he give you what you call grace. You know, like a bill, yo. You know, I can't pay my bill. It's what you want, a little grace? Okay. But don't mean you don't pay the bill, right? You give him a couple more weeks. He don't give you a chance to correct this. Let's go to 10, and we'll pick it up at 1 through 4 and verse number 10. We're going to find the answer in a minute on this timeline. I don't know why I don't see it. But I'll see it in a minute by the time you read EZRA chapter 1 through 4 and 10. I find the timeline.
The book of EZRA, chapter 1, verse number 9 and 10.
That's all right. Let's get to the timeline, and let's get on back to what we need to get on. Timeline. Well, we already know that. Skip down to 10 and 17. So we already know the storyline. Yahweh is very angry. Read verse 11 just to make sure. And skip down to 16 and 17. Then we get on back to what we got to get. That's a little tidbit on the table. See, understand one thing, C. Roy. That's why we come humble. If you want your blessing, you got to understand something. Yahweh got rules and regulations for one group of peoples. If you know you Israel, they're going to tell you. That's why the leaders tell you, you have to get American, Negro, color, and black. But that don't mean nothing with the Bible, but that don't explain anything. But let's see what it says in Ezekiel chapter 11, chapter 10, verse 11, 16, and 17. Then we off and running there, brother. Y'all, Israel, come on.
The book of Ezra, Ezra, chapter 10, verse number 11. Verse number 16 and 17 reads, the book of Ezra, chapter 10, verse number 11. Now therefore make confessions unto Yahweh of your father. Do his pleasure. Separate yourself from the people of the land, from the strange wife. Verse 16. And the family of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers after the family of their father, and all of them by their name was separated and set down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. Verse 17. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month.
How much time you got there, brother Yahdai Israel, if you got you one of them old, you're in those strange relationships, and you know you Israel, how much time you got to rectify it according to what he said in verse 11? Listen to what he said in verse 11. Verse 11 again.
Verse number 11. Now therefore make confession unto Yahweh of your father, and do his pleasure, and separate yourself from the people of the land, from the strange wife.
Now, therefore, make confession unto who? Yahweh, your father, and do who? And do who pleasure, brother Yahweh Israel?
And do his pleasure.
Hurt that stuff. Do his pleasure. That was the man saying. So you're talking about doing his pleasure. Yahweh said, do his pleasure. See, that's what we're told to the children of Israel. So how long they got to do his pleasure there, brother Yahdai Israel, according to verse 16 and 17? How much time they got?
And the family of Israel and the family of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the father, after the family of their father, and all of them by their name, was separated and set down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month.
Okay, how much time is that from the 10th month to the first month? Brother Yahdai Israel, work with me just a little bit, Brother Yahdai Israel. How much time are we working with from the first month to the, from the 10th month to the first month?
About 90 good days there. 3 months.
Excellent. Get us some idea on it. 90 days. You got 90 days. You should make a good confession to your Yahweh. If you know you are, if you know you Israel, and you in a relationship that have nothing to do with the children of Israel, you got 90 days to make a confession to Yahweh, your Yahweh, and do his pleasure. So what did they do back in the days in verse 44? So let's see the Bible say they did. What did they do in verse 44?
Verse 44. All these had taken strange wives. Some of them had wives by whom they had children.
Well, there it is, see, right? See, you know, that's just the way it is. Because when you read Tobit chapter 4, 1 through 12, see, you know, the greatest legacy, we come humble. And show you what this man has put in the six anointed camps of voices over to his life. You want a miracle? You want your blessing? Do you understand that it's written, how you get it? It all of it's written in last night's lesson and a little bit from being this lesson. So what he says over in Tobit chapter 4, 1 through 12. Let's walk it down there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What it says in Tobit. So we talk about, I heard Brother Yahdai in his excellent presentation bring up the fathers. Let's see what the fathers got on their resume that we need to have on our resume. We're going to Tobit chapter 4, 1 through 12. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Tobit chapter 4, verse number 1 through 12 reads, the book of Tobit chapter 4, verse number 1. In that day, Tobit remembered the money which he had committed to Gabriel and Reges of Media, verse number 2, and said with himself, and I wish for a debt. Wherefore do I not call for my son to buy it, that I may signify to him of the money before I die. Verse number 3. And when he had called him, he said, my son, when I am dead, bury me. Despise not your mother, but honor her all the days of your life. Do that which shall please her and grieve her not. Verse number 4. Remember, my son, that she saw many dangers for you when thou was in her womb. When she is dead, bury her by me in one grave. Verse 5. My son, be mindful of Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, all your days. Let not thy will be set to sin or to transgress his Torah instructions. Do uprightly all your life long and follow not the ways of the unright. 17:18. Verse 16. Will thou deal truly, thy doing shall prosperly succeed to thee, to all them that live justly. Verse 7. Give alms of thy substance. When thou givest alms, let not thy eye be envious, neither turn thy face from any. Poor, and the face of Yahuwah shall not be turned away from you. Verse 8. If you have abundance, give alms accordingly. If you have but a little, be not afraid to give according to that little. Number 9. For you lays up a good treasure for yourself against the day of necessity. Verse 10. Because that arm do deliver from death, and suffer not to come into darkness. Verse 11. For arm is a good gift unto all that give it in the sight of the Most High Yahuwah. Verse 12. Beware of all whoredom, my son. Chief, take a wife of the seed of your father. Take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of your father's tribe. We are the family of the seer, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Remember, my son, that our fathers, from the beginning even, that they all married wives of their own kindred and were blessed in their family. And their seed shall inherit the land.
Ain't that something? Now, see, that's how you sit your babies down when they down there. And you read, turn off that one-eye Satan, and you read the story of a wise man talking to his son to take over. He said, never have alligator arms and pan your tithes, free will offers, and donations. Never have no short arm on that. Get that out of the way. And when it's time now, when your hormones kick in, it's time to get you somebody to rub your knee with it. Make sure you do exactly what your forefathers did. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. They married women of their like out of their tribe. Then Yahuwah kicked in a blessing. So it's a blessing when you follow the scriptures of Yahuwah. And if you don't, you know what he's saying. The other side of blessing, it is a curse. And how you know you have a curse? Your demeanor will be totally different once you understand this information. You got 90 days to make Yahuwah feel comfortable with you. That's up to you. So keep that in your mind. Let's run over here to the book of Issachar's Boy. And let's see what Issachar's boys say in the 28th chapter, verse 23 down to verse 28. What did Issachar's boys say? He'll tell you something. You always tell your offspring something. Issachar's boy in the 28th chapter, verse 23 down to verse 28. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel, Issachar is born, the 46th chapter of Genesis. We ain't going to read. That is Job 28, verse 23 down to verse 28. What did he say?
The book of Job, chapter 28, verse number 23 through 28 reads. Book of Job 28, verse 23. Yahweh understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. Verse 24. For he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven. Verse 25. To make the way for the wind, and he weareth the water by measure. Verse 26. He made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder. Verse 27. Then did he see it and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. Verse 28. And unto man he said, behold, unto man and woman he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
That's a big verse there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Read that verse again in verse 28. That's a big verse for death. Read that verse 28 again.
Verse number 28. And unto man and woman he says, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding.
Mm-hmm. The fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. See, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. There you go right there. The fear of Yahweh is wisdom. What it says in 2 Ezra chapter 4, and the ministry he got old Ezra hemmed up. And 2 Ezra chapter 4, what was said in verse 26 and 31? What was said there, Brother Yahweh Israel, over here in 2 Ezra 4, verse 26 and 31? What said?
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 4, verse 26 and 31.
Yes, sir. 26 and 31. That's good enough, Brother Yahweh Israel. 26 and 31. What did that say?
Book of 2 Ezra chapter 4. Verse 26 and verse 31 reads, 2 Ezra 4, verse 26. Then answered he me and said, the more thou searchest, the more thou shalt mark, for the world hasteth fast, pass away. Verse 31. Ponder now by thyself, have great fruit of wickedness, the grain of evil seed and brought forth.
Mm-hmm. See, the more you get off into this thing, see, here's the key thing right here. The more you get off into this, the more you're going to marvel at how much wickedness, but you will never know until you get off into this right here. You'll see wickedness everywhere. It show up like an elephant coming down your main street with a bow tie on. It'll show up. But you got to get off into this book. And see this thing. Read that verse 26 again, Brother Yahweh Israel. So if you're going to follow this man, understand the wisdom is when you got to some 2 Ezra 4:26. I mean all around you. What it say in 4:26?
The book of 2 Ezra 4, verse 26 reads, then as he me and say, the more thou searchest, the more thou shalt mark, but the world hasted fast to pass away.
You see? The more you stay in this book, then you'll be able to understand what he's saying in Mark 8:27. What are you saying in Mark 8:27 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Mark, chapter 8, verse number 27 reads. Book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 27. Yahweh the Son went out, and his disciples, political followers, into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he answered his followers, disciples, saying unto them, whom do men and women say that I am?
Get down to verse 30, 31. Now he up in Philippi. You go look and see where that. Now look, what's going on over there with Yahweh the Son and his 12 followers? Verse 31.
Verse number 31, he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests of this tribe, be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
Mm-hmm. And he began to teach the Israel. And we come on this broadcast, and that's what we do. We come on this broadcast to teach. To teach the Israel. We on this broadcast to teach. We follow in the footsteps of our mighty one to teach. Bring things back into your remembrance, because the majority of us have been in the congregation of the dead. But now it's time for some teaching. You gotta get some teaching. And not only get some teaching, you got to get your walk right. Let's find out about your walk. Let's go to Romans chapter 14, and we'll look at verse 13. Let's find out how your walk got to be. See, some teaching got to be, and then we got to watch your walk. Let's go to Romans, you're talking to Northern Kingdom in the 14th chapter, verse 13. Take a look at this quick walk there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Romans 14. Verse number 13 reads, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this brother. If no man or woman put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's or sister's way.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm missing my hit. I'll try that back up to 13 and look at verse 13. I'm missing my hit there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Thanks for catching it for me. Romans chapter 13. Pick up at verse 13. We're looking at this walk. So, see, once you apply these scriptures, now you're looking for the walk. Let's see what the walk looked like in the 13th chapter, verse 13. What's the walk that look like, y'all know, y'all know, Israel?
Book of Romans 13, verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness. That is strife and envy.
So that's right. So now you got to get your walk right. Once you bring the word to you, you got to get your walk right. Now, Paul kept on going. He found some old northern kingdom. In Ephesians 4:1, let's see, did he make any alteration on what he told them? Ephesians 4:1, what he told them, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse number 1 reads, I therefore, the prisoner of Yahweh the Son, beseech you that you are worthy of the vocation for which you are called.
That's a big word, that's vocation. Can you look that word up? What that word mean? He said, now you got to walk a word in this vocation. What kind of word is that? That's a big word, that Brother Yahweh. That's like the word, it's like close to Texas grammar time. You know, you saw put on Texas. That's okay, Brother. You got the text of grammar time. What that mean? Oh, we talking about the four letters. What four letters? YHWH. Why you put such a long word there, and all you talking about is the four letters, YHWH? What is the word you're talking about? That long word talking about that Brother Yahdai Israel? What does that long word mean? Come on.
I'm looking at the online dictionary, the word vocation, and it reads, a strong feeling of suitability for a particular career or occupation.
Again, let me train it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Say it again. What do vocation, what that word mean again?
A strong feeling of suitability for a particular career or occupation.
He said, otherwise, if you're doing Yahweh's words, listen, he said, make sure that you precept that to what that means in Daniel 6, verse 3. What does it mean in Daniel 6, verse 3? What are you trying to tell me? Then give me Galatians 5:22 and tie it in. What are you trying to tell me with all these long words there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What are you trying to tell us on this national audience? Daniel 6, verse 3. Galatians 5:22. Come on.
The book of Daniel, chapter 6. Verse number 3 reads, Book of Daniel chapter 6, verse number 3. Daniel 6, verse 3. This Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him.
He said, you're going to do Yahuwah's business, make sure one thing, you pick up, you put on the essence spirit. When you're doing Yahuwah's word, put on the essence spirit there, six anointed camp, make sure your spirit is excellent. Galatians 5:22 says what?
Book of Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and belief. The covenant.
Faith. Mm-hmm. First Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 12. Let's get some more.
The book of First Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse number 12. First Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 12. That you would walk worthy of Yahuwah, who have called you unto his kingdom and honor.
Oh, so now this walk got to be worthy to. Now you're brought in the big man. You're brought in the big man now. Now your walk got to be worthy, but your walk got to be aimed about who business again, though you got yourself?
Worthy of Yahuwah.
Worthy of Yahuwah. So now you got to be worthy of Yahuwah. You got it written what's make him worthy of you. So now you got to get worthy of him. Colossians 1, verse 10.
The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse number 10 reads, book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse number 10. Colossians 1, verse 10. Book of Colossians 1, verse 10. That you might walk worthy of Yahuwah, that you're all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase them in the knowledge of Yahuwah.
Walk worthy means your knowledge must, your knowledge will increase. And that's how we read over there in that second book of Ezra. He said, you'll be amazed at so much out on the table, but once your knowledge increases, you see all through all that. You see here, you'll get past the bump the gum contest, and you look right at the book while they're talking. Now, with all that, then now Solomon ain't going to have to tell you some things now. You know, Yahuwah put the fear of night on him. He came to him, twice to him what not to do, but we ain't going to read his fear of night. But we're going to go back and read some writing of Solomon in the 17th chapter of the Wisdom of Solomon. And Solomon's going to talk to you a little bit. Think of verse 17 now, chapter 17, 12 through 20. Listen to that old Solomon, the wisest man in the world, do some talking to those that got ear to hear. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, 12 through 20. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse number 12 through 20 reads. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, 17, verse 12. For fear is nothing else but a betraying of the security which reason offereth. Verse 13, and the expectation from within, being less, counting the ignorance more than the cause, which bringeth the torment. Verse 14, for they sleepeth the same sleep that night, which was indeed intolerable, and which came upon them out of the bottoms of the inevitable hell. Verse 15, were partly vexed with monstrous apparition, partly fainted after their mind fell in them for a sudden fear and not looking for came upon them. Verse 16, for then whosoever there fell down was straightly kept shut up in a prison without bars. Verse 17, whether he were a husbandman or shepherd or a laborer in the field, he was overtaken and endured the necessity which could not be avoided. For they were all bound with one chain of darkness. Verse number 18. Whether they were a whistling wind or a malicious noise of birds among the spreading bushes or a pleasing fall of water running violently. Verse number 19. Or a terrible sound of stones cast down or running that could not be seen a skipping beast or a roaring voice of most savage wild beasts or rebound in echo from the hollow mountain. These things made them to swoon for fear. Verse 20, for the whole world shined with clear light, and none were hindered in their labor.
Oh, I tell you. So you see, now, because you know who best can talk about fear than what Yahweh put on him. So Solomon is letting you know that, read verse 12 and skip down to verse 16 and 17 one more time. So, you know, the best one can tell you about fear is Solomon, because Yahweh appeared to him twice. And Yahweh put the fear of the night on him. But look what Solomon's saying here in 17 chapter, verse 12, 16 and 17. This is real. And Brother Yahshua Israel, why don't you read this like you head to the penitentiary and tell no fear come go with you. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 12, 16 and 17. Brother Yahshua Israel, come out.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 12, verse 16 and 17, read. Wisdom of Solomon, 17, verse 12. For fear is nothing else but a betraying of the security, with reason offering. Verse 16. For then whosoever that fell down was straightly kept shut up in a prison without iron bars. Verse 17. Whether he was husbandman or shepherd or laborer in the field, he was taken and endured that necessity which cannot be avoided. For they were all bound with one chain of darkness.
Ain't that something? He said that fear is like you shut up in a prison. And ain't no bars. But you shut up in a prison, see, right? And that was that one-eyed Satan that did to you. That one-eyed Satan got you shut up in a prison. Knowing Yahweh called the end from the beginning, that one eye of Satan got the fear of Satan, the devil, all over you, and you sit there ignore everything by watching that one eye of Satan. It's just like you shut up in a prison, and it ain't no prison. Now that one eye of Satan done dead for you. You done transgressed everything Yahweh got on the table. And Yahweh and Solomon can tell it no better than him. When you read the story of Solomon, Yahweh appeared to him twice. Told him to leave the other 17 nations alone. He's done it anyway. He had this 90-day period of grace to get rid of them, he had 1,000 total to get it down to one. He didn't do it. So Yahweh dropped the fear of the night on him. As you go to the book of Psalms of Solomon, you read about Solomon sitting around the fear of the night. 60 armed bodyguards. Yahweh got the fear of the night on him until he died. See, right here, we come home and tell you something. If you're going to do Yahweh. Because when he dropped the fear of the night on you, we're going to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. And let's see what it said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Now, Paul will do some talking, and Paul will do some more talking in 6 through 10. But what he says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 3, he's going to tell you something about somebody. What did he say in 1, verse 3 there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 3 reads, I thank Yahweh, whom I served from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayer night and day.
Verse 6.
Verse number 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, thou stir up the gift of Yahweh, which is in you, by the putting on of my hand. Verse number 7, for Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yahweh has not given us this fear you got. All these things that's before you. He didn't give it to you. You know who gave it to you? Satan the devil. Satan the devil got you hemmed up with that one-eyed Satan. Satan. The devil got you making moves that you can't read out of the Bible. That Satan got you. Yahweh, he just told you. He told Timothy, I'm telling you something. That Satan got that fear on you. Satan the devil got you all hemmed up. See? That Satan the devil. You're waiting on that one-eyed Satan to tell you something. One-eyed Satan ain't going to tell you nothing. One-eyed Satan going to keep you transgressing against Yahweh, and then you want to know why you're disembobulated in the brain. Well, that's the reason why. Now, we want to take a look at some, we want to go back now and take a look at a couple of statements that Brother Yah got here as well. We're going back to Matthew chapter 14. Now, we want to take a little look at a few things in Matthew chapter 14 that Brother Yah got here as well. And see what we can get to working with in Matthew 14. Keep one thing in mind, see right here. The Bible got a double meaning to it. And the only way you're going to be taught this thing, you're going to be taught through the six anointed camps or bosses of the true Israelite. We don't want the best of buff the gums, and they come up short at a time. Let's go look at Matthew chapter 14 and get me warmed up. What does it say in verse 22? Let's take one verse at a time real quick there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll continue this in class or whatever. We might continue a little bit of it, but let's take one verse at a time. Matthew 14:22 says what?
Book of Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Yahweh the Son constrained his followers, disciples, to get into a ship to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, Chuck had a multitude and already told him, and so he told his 12 y'all, he gave them an order. And what order did he give them? And keep reading a little bit more. Take it down to verse 25. 23, 24, 25. Stop at 25. For time's sake. Take it down to verse 25.
Verse number 23. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves. For the wind was contrary. Verse 25. Then the fourth watch of the night, Yahweh the Son went unto them, walking on the sea.
Okay, on the fourth watch of the night. What is he talking about now? What is he talking about? He on the fourth watch of the night, he come walking on the sea. What that supposed to mean? Huh? How you get, remember Brother Yahweh yesterday I told you how you get to understand the Bible through precept, right? What do you mean, what's the fourth watch of the night? Huh? That we can read. Let's go to the Lamentation chapter, and let's break down the watch, and let's get it warmed up. Let's go to the Lamentation chapter 2:19. What do you mean he come walking on the fourth watch of the night? What are you talking about? Let's find out what's going on. Let's paint the picture. Lamentation chapter 2:19 says what?
Look at Lamentation chapter 2. Verse number 19 reads, arise, crowd in the night, in the beginning of the watches. For out thy mind like water before the face of Yahweh. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street.
Mm-hmm. Let's get direct hits again. Read again in 2:19, give me a direct hit. What do you say there about this watch? That Brother Yahweh Israel?
Lamentation 2, verse number 19. Arise, crowd in the night, in the beginning of the watch.
Beginning of the watch, that's one. The beginning means one. So there goes your first watch. Beginning of the night is your first watch. You go to Judges chapter 7, verse 19. Let's find out. So your first watch. We got a watch called the first watch in Lamentation 2:19. What about the second watch there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
It was Genesis?
Judges 7:19. Get that second watch out the way there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Judges chapter 7, verse 19.
The book of Judges 7, verse number 19. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch.
There go your second watch. All right, let's go to Exodus chapter 4, 24. Let's find out about the next watch. So now you got the middle of the watch. So now you know when you look at your clock, you got a 3, 6, 9, 12. So now you put that together in your clock, 3, 6, 9, 12, and you got an idea of what's going on. See, remember, the clock of the Bible is 3, 6, 9, 12. Exodus 4:24 says what?
Book of Exodus 4:24 reads, Exodus chapter 4:24. They came to pass by the way in the inn that Yahweh met him and sought to kill him.
Exodus 4:24. I can't get a watch out of there, brother.
Exodus 4:24.
Yes, sir.
And that's Exodus 4:24, see it.
Ain't no watch in there?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I'll put that to the side and come back with it then. I'll come back and I'll revisit that so you'll take a little glance, one verse up and one verse down, so we'll leave that like it is, and I'll come back with that watch. Okay, but that watch is between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. But we ain't going with that. Now, let's come back to now. Let's come back to verse 25 and see what's going on. In verse 25. 14:25. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Going back to 14:25.
The book of Matthew. Chapter 14, verse number 25 reads, Book of Matthew 14, verse number 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Yahweh went unto them, walking on the sea.
He was walking on the sea. Now, He is Yahweh the Son. He was walking on the sea. What do that supposed to mean? Now, which way you gonna look at that thing? You gonna look at it exactly? He walking on the sea, but what message is he trying to tell you about him walking on the sea? What message is he trying to tell you? Because the Bible has a 2:24 there, brother. Yahweh Israel, help me out. What do the Bible have that we'll watch the best of them? Now, they're gonna watch the movie of him walking on the sea. We want to take a look at some things real quick there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We're not going to probably get it in this lesson, but he was walking on the sea.
Book of Sirach. Mm-hmm. Book of Sirach, chapter 42. Verse 24 reads, All things are double, one against another.
Right. Right. So all things is double, one against another. Now, he was walking on the sea. Now, let's back up to Judges chapter 7, verse 12, and let's see if we get a little tidbit, you know, with a wife, wet your beak a little bit. Now, he was walking on the sea. So what we'll say by watching that one-eyed Satan, he's walking on the water. Okay, good. In the congregation of the dead, good. He's walking on the water. Yes. And we're going to see, can we precept a little bit of this? And Judges chapter 7, verse 12. He's walking on the sea.
Because Judges?
Yeah, make it 7:12. Make it 7:12, Brother Yahweh Israel. We're trying to judge it. Mm-hmm, analyze some things.
The book of Judges, chapter 7, verse number 12 reads, And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the family of the East lay alone in the valley like grasshoppers. For multitudes, their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitudes.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't we read that he was walking on the sea? So he was walking on the sea, see, right? Yeah, he was walking on the sea. And we precept that back to Judges 7, verse 12. And his sea, he's walking on. And let's go to Revelation 17. Let's go get a second witness in Revelation 17 and then find out what the sea is that he's walking on. So we're going to precept that to the book of Revelation to get an idea. We're about to say again, by getting a late start on all this, we're just in Revelation 17. Yeah, brother, y'all got here, right? In Revelation 17, let's see, can we get, he's walking on the sea. Revelation 17, and pick it up at verse number, what I want. He's walking on the sea. Revelation 17, what I need that brother Yagdai is, right? He's walking on the sea.
15.
And the sea, yeah, 15. Thank you, that brother Yagdai. What sea is he walking on there, brother Yagdai is, right? I think we can answer that yet. What sea is he walking on? And we'll leave it like that. We'll come back at that a little later. We'll get another start on that a little bit later. But we know we're going to always go with the first thing we see. What it say in that verse 15?
Book of Revelation 17, verse 15. He said unto me, the waters which you saw, where the horse sitteth, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues.
So that water that he was walking on, that sea he was walking on, it was people seeing right. And what he was walking in, it is some 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And what he was walking on was some 2 John 1, verse 6. What was he walking with there, brother Yagdai? He was walking on the people's. About what?
Book of Second John
2, yes, sir, verse 6.
The book of now, Second
what,
John.
Give me 1 verse 6. Let's try 1 verse 6.
The book of Second John chapter 1, verse number 6 reads, and this is love, that we walk after his Torah instructions. This is the Torah instruction that, as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it.
Oh, so when he was walking on the Torah instructions here, right? I know all your life you feel that he was walking on water, and Peter got excited and wanted to come out there with him, but we're going to take a look. We're going to take another little walk down through that a little bit later, so. Time got away, but now you understand one thing, that walk that he had was a Torah instruction walk. That's what he was doing, see, right here. And St. John 18, we'll close out with that. St. John 18, that brother got you there. So that walk that you see him doing, he was walking with Torah instruction. And he was walking with the chief speaker of the nation of Israel in the 18th chapter, and then they asked the question in verse 19 down to verse 21. And they asked the question of St. John. Sometimes it might take a long time for those that to really understand that this ministry right here is so far advanced than any other ministry on the face of this globe. It takes time to really kind of understand where we're coming from, which is the spirit of Yahuwah. So that walk he was doing, he was walking, then all of a sudden he was approached. And he was approached in the 18th chapter, verse 19, and what did he say down to verse 21? What do you say in St. John chapter 18, verse 19 to 21? He was approached. The CIA came out. Brother Yahdai Israel? The CIA came out. Brother Yahdai Israel, how did it come out? What's going on there, WC? See? I don't hear no Yahdai Israel. Well, it's your radio station. What can I say? Seer, you don't have to go over the head. Ain't going on about the head. Just bring in the elder, and you ain't got to mute nobody neither. Just bring back the elder in for his closing statement before they get all warmed up on that big station over there called Pale Talk. Just bring the elder back in for his final remarks as they get warmed up. Any questions or comments? Tell you everything we got on the lesson now. Go right to the Pale Talk. Get in there and sit down and ask the question pertaining to the lesson. You know, and the elder will respond to you. Got it? Good. Elder, come on back in for your clothes because we got a mute sign on Brother Yahdai Israel. So what can I say? You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Cheers, Will, and Yahweh bless you. And we bless and thank all of you for continuing to listen to our broadcast. Because one thing, from listening to the scriptures thus far, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures, there's those out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. We know that in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3, what it says, verse 3 says, "And every spirit that confesses not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not of Yahweh, and this is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Therefore you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world." So these are dark times, Seaboro. We're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, as it should be, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books for your biblical education, as we usually do. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have found out what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday. But, as you might imagine, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms. Looking at chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind? To keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other would be 224-600-5579. This would be the international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program repetition for that time will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, write on the search line in the three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click in it, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program you are late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process, as we said many times before, of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. As was said a few times during our broadcast, we're now doing the broadcast and after the broadcast on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yakwa True Name Teachers. This is where Yakwa's word will also be working. Online there will be to answer any Bible questions about the discussed Bible topics or topics put on the table by Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with C. Israel. They will be there to answer questions for you. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text messages answered. Failure to follow the righteous act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if broad talk ends before teaching time continues, we will continue our broadcast on Pal Talk. Yakwa be with you all. So at this particular time, we're going to turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Continue our learning process. Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hello, Yakwa, Elder. All right, we'll look forward to hearing from the elders on Pal Talk. And remember one thing, the questions have to be pertaining to anything that you have heard in the lesson or whatever they put on the table as a topic. So one thing about it, we're trying to inform our people on how and what to look for. They need to know what to look for now and understand one thing. To get this man blessing over you, you have to see this book through the eyes of the Bible. And it makes it plain. We'll bring in Sister G and get a couple of verses out of Sister G, and we'll look for the mothers. And we got to be clear about some things, see, right? So, Sister G, you already brought your announcement. You already have got your greetings in already. So we're going to go straight back to let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 and 33. G Israel. What it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 and G. Israel, you on the clock. Come on. Sister G. Israel, you on the clock. Come on. What you saying, WCC? Working with a microphone. All right. Okay, well, let me know when the phone is straightened out. Mother E. Let's run and see if we pray after Mother. Mother E. Mother Z. Yahweh be with you, LC, right?
Yahweh be with you, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I brought that, Mother E. Oh, hold on, let me see. They straighten up Sister G's microphone. Let me make sure. Sister G Israel. How far beat you there, Steve Ray? No. But no, they ain't straighten your mic up. So when your microphone, they'll let me know when your microphone straighten up there, Sister G. We'll get you in this broadcast, or we know one thing, tomorrow at 7:30 be back on the scene again. Mr. G. Israel. So, Mother E, now, we just got to read that the Almighty, he was doing some walking, but now we find out that the walking he was doing was, he was walking in, what was he walking again, that Mother E? I know you recall it real good. What was he walking in again? He was walking in what again, Mother E?
He was walking in what?
He was walking in water. Okay. Yes. Since he's walking in water, let's precept that water he was walking in. Let's go to 5:26. Let's see what water he was walking in. Let's see what water he was working in, since you said that. Yeah, he was walking in some water. But let's precept that to 5:26 of Ephesians and see what kind of water he was walking into. You on the clock, come on. Ephesians 5:26.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 26. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and clean it with the washing of water by the word.
Mm-hmm. So he was walking in that word, and he was looking for them 12. And he was looking for them 12, and we found them seeds. Was the seed of the peoples. I know we got a whole lot to get in there. I know this might be a little heavy for those. Mother, he might be a little heavy for them right here. So the seed is the seed of the peoples on the fourth watch. We got all that down. And he was walking. See, walking to the peoples. Now come back to the book called St. John 18:19-21. And let's see what he's saying. He was walking to the peoples. He was walking to the people there, Mother E. So we're running back to St. John chapter 18, verse 19 to 21. Let's talk about it. St. John chapter 18, verse 19 to 21. What does it say?
St. John chapter 18, verse 19 and 21. St. John chapter 18.
Take it straight on down to 21. Straight down to 21. Yes, ma'am. Straight on down to 21. Come on.
St. John chapter 18, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19. And the high priest then asked Yahweh of his disciples and of you. St. John 18, verse 19. The high priest then asked Yahweh of his followers and of his doctrine. 20. Yahweh the Son answered him, I speak openly to the world, even taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whether the Yahweh duty always exhort, and in secret have I said nothing. Verse 21. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I say.
Mm-hmm. So he was walking because he always be trying to find them, Yahweh Judah. Let's run back to the 26th chapter, verse 55. 26:55 of Matthew. So wherever the 12 was at, he was looking for them wherever they was at. If they in a boat, wherever they was at, he was looking for them. Because something he had a repetition of doing in 26:55 of Matthew. What was the repetition there, Mother E?
Matthew, the 26th, verse 55. In the same hour, said Yahweh the Son to the multitude, are you come out against a thief with sword and starved for to take me? I said, daily, if you teaching in the temple and you lay no hand on me.
So Yahweh the Son of Mother E, you mean he taught what kind of way? What kind of way did he? Oh, he just didn't pick the book up on the Sabbath day. He made sure he was teaching what kind of way there, Mother E?
Daily.
Daily.
Teaching daily.
Daily. Daily. So, you know, a lot of them, they'll say, see, why don't you put a tape on? I said, no, because I'm not following Yahweh's will. You got to teach. You got to make sure you got something going on. What kind of way, Mother E?
Daily.
Daily. So that's the process. You know, a lot of brothers, they take the sisters, they put the book down, and they get off into everything other. But now you're not following Yahweh. You go pick this book up. What kind of way, Mother E?
Daily.
Daily. So there you go. So you guys, so that's why you hear us on the network picking up this book and explaining some things to the children of Israel that is scattered daily. We do it 6 days a week. And we'll find something to do on that odd day off too, because one thing about it, if you're going to follow this man, you got to find out what was his steps were. And his steps was daily. He always had this book open because he was giving them something, Mother E. He was doing something. And let's go back to the 14th chapter of Matthew. Because we need to read, look, read verse 25 again. We need to read a little bit more because we own something, Mother E. Let's go back to Matthew's and do a little precepting. Let's read a little bit in Matthew's 14:25. Let's get a little bit more out of that 14:25.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Yahweh the Son went unto them, walking on water.
He was walking on water. Okay. What happened next?
Verse 26. And when the followers saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Verse 27. But straightway,
yeah.
But straightway Yahweh the Son speak unto him, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Verse 28.
Uh-huh.
And Peter answered him and said, Yahweh, if it be you, bid me come unto thee on the water. Verse 29. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the hill, he walked on the water to go to Yahweh the Son. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind busting, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Yahweh, save me. Verse 31. And immediately Yahweh the Son stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, Thou art little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Verse 31. And
yeah.
when they were come unto the ship.
That's good right there. Read verse 31 again, Aunt Mother. Read verse 31 again.
Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. And immediately Yahweh the Son stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Wherefore did you doubt?
Good. Yeah, so he stretched forth his hand and said, that was Peter. He said, Peter, why did you doubt? He stretched forth his hand. Now let's a precept on that. Let's go to Acts 26. He stretched forth his hand. Let's do a little precept on that and Acts 26, verse 1. He stretched forth his hand and he said to Peter, why you doubt? Now, Peter doubted because he had wind bolstering all around him. He got everything. Everything was hot and heavy on Peter. Let's see what he mean by he stretched forth his hand. We're going to precept that to Acts 26, verse 1. Well, they say that, Mother, in 26, verse 1 of Acts.
The book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 26. Verse 1, then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself.
Ain't that something? Also, when he stretched forth his hand, he for himself, he answered for himself. So that stretch forth the hand on Peter was, when you look at it, he's drowning in the sea or whatever. We found the sea was the sea of the peoples because the wind was bolstering all around the place. Let's find out what was going on while Yahweh had to try to reach out and get him. Let's roll back up to Ephesians chapter 4 and pick up verse 12 through 14. See, let me tell you something. We watch the six anointed camp, watch the best of them go in this book. If you watch it, you watch them stirrers on that one eye of Satan. But the Bible have a double meaning. It means that everybody else look at the Bible one way, but the one anointed look at the way it's really. He reached out his hand to answer Peter, according to what we just got to read in 26, verse 1. Now, this bolstering wind going all the way, let's see what's going on in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 through 14. What's going on 12 through 14 now, Mother E? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 through 14.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 to 14.
Yes, ma'am. What's going on?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 to 14. But the
12, 13.
Say that again.
Verse 12, 13, and 14.
Okay. Ephesians chapter 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 to 14. For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the minister, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son. Verse 13.
Hold that point.
Tell me.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point right there, Mother. He said for the perfection of the saints. So now, this is something for the saints. What saints are you talking about in 148:14? If we got the word saint there, but what saints are he talking about for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son? Who's these saints he's talking about in 148 verse 14? So this is the message for the saints. Who's these saints he's talking about in 148 verse 14? And that's in that verse 12. What saints you talking about? Psalm 148:14. Coming right back here.
Okay. Psalm 148:14. Psalm 148:14.
Yes, ma'am.
He also exalted the horn of his people, the praises of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, Yahweh.
That's excellent, Mother. So when we read this verse right here in Ephesians 4:12, let me get a little shout out real quick. For the perfection of the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. You mean the 12 tribes of Israel is in there? Yes. So we know this is for the 12 tribes of Israel. So the Ephesians, he called an Israelite. So with that understanding, and 4:12, for the perfection of the saints, even the 12 tribes of Israel, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son. You mean all that in verse 12? Yes. It's in there. Verse 12. I'm saying tribes of Israel. So what is the message for the 12 tribes of Israel in verse 13? What's the message for the 12 tribes of Israel in verse 13?
Verse 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Do we all come in the unity of the covenant and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh the Father unto a perfect man or woman, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahweh the Son?
So who is the we in verse 13, Mother E? Who is this we? Until we all come into the unity. Who is the we talking about there, Mother E? Who is this we? We who?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right,
Exactly
right. You mean that the children of Israel is in verse 13? Yeah. So the children of Israel is in verse 13. See, we are the six anointed camp. We see them right there. So we know these Ephesians he's talking about is northern kingdom. Paul is talking to the northern kingdom of Israel. Right here, you can say 12 tribes of Israel, but really it's the 10 tribes that scattered in Ephesians. So we'll find out that these things, that Ephesians, we find out in verse 13, it's the 10 northern tribes of Israel. So these Ephesians, he's talking about coming back together with the unity to the other two tribes. It's right there in 12 and 13. Now, what did Paul tell the northern kingdom? Remember, Peter was, if the wind was bolstering all around. What did, now, this is what Yahweh, he stretched forth his hand, and what did he say in verse 14? 4:14, what did he say to Mother Eve?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be not more, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the light of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Ain't that something? You mean all that is in verse 14. So now, Mother, I've got to have it. So when we go back to Matthew 14, so with that understanding of what we just got, I mean, keep your thing. I'm coming back here in a minute. Let's come back to Matthew 14. So in Matthew chapter 14, he said, don't be tossed to and fro. We're coming back to the 14th. Matthew 14. And you telling me in Matthew 14, what are you telling me in Matthew 14? Let's see what it says. What I'm on. Where I'm at now. Where I'm at. I got happy. And where are we at? Matthew's. Okay. Come back to verse number 14:30. And keep that in your mind, what he's talking about. Now he stretched forth his hand to Peter. And verse 30, what was going on in verse 30 again?
Matthew chapter 14, verse 30. But when he saw the wind boasting, he was afraid and began to faint. He cried, saying, Yahweh, save me.
Oh, but when he saw the wind bolstering, he was afraid. So, in the life of today, you're afraid with all that bad teaching you're getting, bolstering, all that ain't nothing but wind of bad teaching. So Yahweh reached out and grabbed Peter and let Peter know that all that bad teaching, that's what you're receiving. So the wind he's talking about is the wind of bolstering based upon tossed to and fro from every wind of bad teaching. So you look at this as a story based upon on the boat, Peter sinking in the water. Yahweh the Son picked him up. No, see, right. That's the meaning that they have perpetrated on you because they didn't have the answer. No. Peter came out because Peter was confused in the teaching that he had received, and Yahweh reached out to Peter to correct his head. You know why he reached out to Peter? Let's go back and to Matthew's. While we're at 16. Let's go over to 16 and find out why he reached out to Peter. Because he reached out to Peter for one reason. 16:16. Let's find out why he reached out to Peter. See, the Bible has all the answers. And all the way you're going to learn the answers, you must get behind the six anointed counts. What you're looking at, that walk on the water story and Peter falling, no. All that was the meaning that he wants the world to see. But this is the real meaning of him, Peter, coming out. Because Peter did something. We're going to find what he did in 16, verse 16. We did it in Matthew 16, 16.
Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 16. And Simon Peter answered, "Thou art Yahweh the Son of the living Yahweh the Father."
Oh, so Peter told him, "I know who you are. You are Yahweh the Son of the living Yahweh the Father." So he got the son's attention. And what happened next in verse 17?
Verse 17. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Peter, Simon Bar-Jonah, but flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven."
Uh-huh. So Yahweh started dealing with Peter because he said, "I didn't tell you this. My Father told you this."
Right.
"My Father one told you this." So Peter is taking his lead role by his work. And what did he tell Peter in verse 19? Since Peter stepped out in Yahweh, and that's what he did because he was tossed to and fro with all that bad 17 nation teaching. And Yahweh reached out to grab Peter to straighten him up through the word of Yahweh. And this is what he told Peter in verse 19. What did he tell Peter in verse 19?
Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. "And I will give unto thee the key of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind loose on earth shall be loose in heaven."
Ain't that something? That was really going on. Yes, see, right? What was really going on, Yahweh walked toward them in the boat, whatever you want to call it, the temple site. And who stepped up first was Peter, because Peter's head was tossed to and fro, like the world ahead is today. Now let's go to 13 verse 9 of Hebrews, Hebrew, and let's find out what, why was their head tossed to and fro. Let's find out exactly that wind they was all tied up in. So all that is why we got to come now. Why I reached out, and the first one came to him was Peter, and he said, "I'm confused." Yahweh reached out to him to answer Peter. He said, "Peter, for you stepping out, you seeing your head been tossed to and fro?" We're going to Hebrews chapter 13 and look at verse 9. Look what it says. 13 verse 9. What did it say there, Mother E?
The book of Hebrews, polluted for evil, chapter 13, verse 9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. For it is a good thing that the heirs be established with the covenant, not with meat which have not profited
good.
Them.
Yeah, right
that
there.
Have
good.
Been
strange teaching. Caring of his appeal. You have positioned yourself to be the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. So I got to work with you for you to be able to withstand bad teaching. So he reached out and grabbed Peter because he said, "Flesh and blood didn't tell you who I were. My Father in heaven told you who you were. And Peter, you getting the keys." So Peter is the one that stepped out. And Yahweh answered Peter when we read in 26:1 of Acts. Now go to Luke chapter 22 and pick up verse 28 to 32. So you see, Ray, all that is in was really going on. See, all your life you've been taught about a boat story and somebody walking on water and Peter walking on water. No, see, Ray, the only one can walk on water is Yahweh the Son because he came from heaven. But everybody else must walk through the pages of this book. The only way you understand Yahweh's business, you got to understand how to pick this book up daily, but that you won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of teaching from them 17 nations. So now you got Peter where you want him at. Now you need to go one-on-one with Peter and tell him something in 22nd chapter, verse 28 to 32. Now you go eyeball to eyeball with Peter, and now you talk to Peter in Luke chapter 22, 28 down at verse 32. So we watch the best of them. And that's why we come to tell you, if you're going to get a miracle, the miracle is the word of Yahweh to help yourself. And don't be continue carried away with every wind bolstering of bad teaching by the 17 nations. Christianity, Satan the devil. Islam, Satan the devil. Judaism, Satan the devil. All that is called winds of bad teaching is in your head. And that's why we must come now. Watch Yahweh get to working on Peter since he stepped up because the Father put the thing on him. 28, 32, what did he say?
The book of Luke, chapter 28, verse. The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 28 to 32. Verse 28, you are they which have continued with me in my temple. Verse 29. And I appointed unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me. Verse 30. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on the throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31. And the Yahweh said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for thee, that thou faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
And when you are converted, strengthen your brother. And you know who his brother was? The 11 that was with him. So now he has to strengthen his brother to fulfill the prophecy that was in Matthew 10. Now he got to fulfill the prophecy that's in Matthew 10. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10 and see what he got. He said, now, Peter, you chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Now you got to fulfill the prophecy that's written in Matthew 10, verse number 7 and 8. Let's see what he got written in Matthew 10, verse 7 and 8. So Peter has to take the lead now to fulfill this prophecy in Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. What did it say that, Mother E?
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7. And as you go, teach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely heal.
Yes, he ready. So Peter had to take the lamb up on his wings and to learn them how to heal the sick. Let's go to Acts chapter 5, chapter 8, verse 5 through 7. So Peter had to take the lamb up on his wings after Yahweh made a profound statement to them. He said something profound to them. In Matthew 28, Let's see what he said in Matthew 28, verse. So this what he said, and Peter had the best ear on all of this. In 28 chapter, this is what Yahweh told all of them. In 28 chapter of Matthew, he left a profound statement in verse 20. 28 verse 20. What did he say to that mother eat? 28 verse 20.
Matthew chapter 28. The book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. So he's with them to the end of the world if they do what, Mother E? If they do what? The first word in verse 20, he's going to be, he said, I'm with you to the end of the world if you do what? In verse and 20, the first word.
To observe all things.
What's the first word in 20 and verse 20? First word. He said, I'm with you. The first word is what?
Teaching them.
As long as you do some teaching, Yahweh is with you. You see that scene right here? As long as you do some teaching, he said, I'm with you to the end of the world. So we come on this broadcast to do teaching. Because we know if we do the teaching, we got Yahweh with us. How long there, Mother E?
Always.
To the end of the world. Of the world. So that's why we come on the network and teach. Because if we do the teaching, Yahweh is with us to the end of the world. So that's why we daily teach. The more we teach, the more we got the power of Yahweh with us to the end of the world. So you see why we come on these networks and do what we do, fixing on accounts? Because if you want Yahweh to be with you, you got to do some teaching. But teach his word, not the 17 nations. Let's go to Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. We're going to Matthew chapter 17. Verse 1, 6 through 9. See right? That's why we put the time in. Teaching. Breaking down things. Because that's what Yahweh came to do for his father. Teaching the children of Israel to receive the miracles of his word. That is the miracles. The miracles is not getting no line. Walking up to them, let them put oil on you, and then tell you, I'm in a line for a miracle. All blessing from the, now that's from Satan the devil. Yahweh just came to teach. You in a long line in those pagan churches, waiting to get anointed on your head, you'll get anointed by Satan the devil. Because that's contrary to what Yahweh did. He came to teach. And what he passed on to the 12 followers, teach. Teach. What? Word. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, 6, 9. Listen good. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. So the next time you're in one of them pagan places and these preachers tell you get in line to come up here and get to receive your blessing, remember one thing. You're in the grips of Satan. Yahweh gave you the ministry of teaching to receive his miracle. Teach the blind to open their eyes and see what's really going on in the word of Yahweh. Matthew 17, 1. Listen good.
The book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 1, verse 6 through 9, verse 1. And after 6 days, Yahweh the Son take Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring him up into an high mountain.
Hold that point. Hold that point there, Mother E. Make that St. John 17. Make that St. John 17, verse 1, 6 through 9. St. John 17, verse 1, 6 through 9. Listen good. See, listen good, C. Royer. Six of them on the count. You got to teach this. You got to teach this Bible the way Yahweh gave it to us to teach. The only way I... This is what a man says in 17 verse 1 of St. John verse 1.
St. John chapter 17 verse 1 and 6 through 9 verse 1. These words speak Yahweh the Son and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Honor thy Son, that thy Son also may honor thee. Verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto men and women, which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Verse 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Thou art the Father. Verse 8. For I have given unto them the word which thou givest me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. Verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Now, wait a minute. What did Yahweh the Son came to do? To give them miracles? What did he say he gave them in verse 8? Now, what did he give the peoples when he walked the face of the earth? What did he give them? Let's see, he gave them miracles. What did he give them in verse 8?
John 17, verse 8. For I have given unto them the word.
Ain't that something? You hear that, Mother E? What did Yahweh come, what did he come down here and give us? What did he give him to give us?
The word.
And all we talk about, no, the word is the miracles. What he came to give you is the word. What we call the broadcast is to give you the word, Steve Ray. The word. That's the miracles. Verse 17, listen good. Verse 17.
Verse 17. St. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through their truth. Thy word is true.
Ain't that something? So what we're supposed to give you is what we come to give you, see, right here. The word. We come to give you the word. You want miracles? All that step inside the head with all and people's falling all out. No, that's from Satan the devil. Yahweh did not come to do miracles. But he did come to give miracles. The Father's word is the miracle. That is your miracle. Understanding what to do and what not to do to receive a blessing of Yahweh. Verse 26. What did it say to Mother E? What did it say in verse 26?
Verse 26, St. John 17, 26. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
I need a little bit more of that, Mother. That's verse 26. I need a little bit more out of that, Mother. I can stand
that's
a little bit more. What's that? Verse 26 again?
That's the life burden.
Yeah, 17:26. Okay. Read that again.
St. John chapter 17, verse 26. And I have declared unto them, and I, Yahweh the Son, have declared unto them thy name, and we'll declare it, that the love wherewith Yahweh the Father has given, wherewith that I have loved me, may be in them, and I, Yahweh the Son, in them.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Matthew 11:29 for a closing statement. So what he came to do is tell them about the Father's words and gave the children of Israel the name, the four letters, YHWH. He declared the Father's name, YHWH. And what he declared is the Father's words. That's the miracle seed right here. So we've been taught wrong through Christianity, Islam, and you go to places where you got preachers saying tonight is the miracles, and we're going to bless.